The outline of a castle appears against a pale blue background. A flash of light appears under the castle and the legend Walt Disney Pictures appears underneath the castle. Then a ball of light inscribes an arc above the castle. The picture fades to black. Out of the darkness emerges a dense star field, sparkling against the velvet black of space. Titles appear in gold over it. Walt Disney Pictures presents Treasure Planet.
On the clearest of nights, when the winds of the Ethereum were calm and peaceful,
a vast golden spaceship resembling an 18th century galleon sails through the cosmos, its many sails catching the winds of the Ethereum.
The great merchant ships with their cargoes of Arcturian solar crystals felt safe and secure. Little did they suspect that they were pursued by pirates.
Another ship flying the Jolly Roger.
And the most feared of all these pirates was the notorious Captain Nathaniel Flint.
Flint is a fearsome alien fellow with six eyes and huge fangs. His pirate ship flies beside the merchant ship, firing broadsides. As he draws alongside, a boy's face appears between the two ships.
Like a Kandarian Zapwing overtaking its prey.
James Pleiades Hawkins! I thought you were asleep an hour ago.
Mom, I was just getting to the best part. Please.
Oh, can those eyes get any bigger?
Scooch over.
She sits on the bed and reopens the book.
Kandarian Zapwing overtaking its prey. Flint and his band of renegades swooped in out of nowhere.
The pirates board the merchant ship and fight her crew. Flint cracks open a treasure chest and gloats over the booty inside.
And then, gathering up their spoils, vanished without a trace.
Ooh.
Flint's secret trove was never found, but stories have persisted that it remains hidden somewhere at the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Stowed with riches beyond imagination, the loot of a thousand worlds.
Treasure Planet.
Okay, blow your nose.
She puts the hanky away.
How do you think Captain Flint did it, Mom? How did he swoop in out of nowhere and vanished without a trace?
I have no idea. Come here.
I'm gonna get... Oh.
Okay, now it's time for this little spacer to go to sleep.
You think somebody will ever find Treasure Planet?
Sweetheart, I think it's more like a legend.
I know it's real.
You win. It's real.
Nighty-night, Mom.
Nighty-night, sweetheart.
She pauses in the doorway.
I love you.
Love you, darling.
She closes the door. As soon as she's gone, Jim opens his book again.
There are nights when the winds of the Ethereum, so inviting in their promise of flight and freedom, made one's spirit soar.
12 years later, and teenage Jim is flying on a solar surfer. He has twinkling eyes and dark hair tied into a ponytail. The solar surfer is a rocket-powered windsurfer that can fly. He skims over the edge of a canyon and soars up into the air. He looks around, then presses a button on the board with the heel of his boot. The sail folds away and he skyboards back towards the ground, spinning and turning every which way into the canyon. As he's about to hit the floor, he opens the sail and shoots along just above the ground. He smashes through the gate of a mining complex, then with expert skill weaves through its industrial pipework, skimming his board along one pipe. Up ahead, he sees a gigantic rotating spoke digger wheel cutting into the cliff face. He folds down the sail of the solar surfer and flies between the moving spokes. He triumphantly flies the solar surfer on up into the sky, but his face falls as two robot policemen on hover cruisers swing in behind him. In the Benbow Inn, Jim's mum, Sarah, wearing a mop cap and long skirt, is serving dinner to her alien customers.
Mrs. Hawkins!
I know! Refill on the perp juice. Coming right up, Mrs. Dunwoody. There we go. That's 4 powdered spheroids, 2 lunar eclipses, and it's a big bowl of Zorellian jelly worms for the big boy.
Awesome!
Enjoy!
The alien boy eats the wriggling worms.
Sorry, Delbert. It's been a madhouse here all morning.
No problem, Sarah. Ah, my Alponian chowder with the extra Solaris seed. Mmm, yum.
An alien girl approaches him.
Hello. What brings you here, curious little one?
The little blonde alien watches as bespectacled floppy-eared Delbert scoops up a spoonful.
Go away. Are your parents around? What's the matter? Cat got your... Yeah!
The alien's tongue grabs his food.
Oh, that's so adorable at that age.
Oh, yes. Deplorable. Adorable. Speaking of which, how's Jim doing?
Much better. I know he had some rough spots earlier this year, but I really think that he's starting to turn a corner.
Mrs. Hawkins.
Jim!
Ooh, wrong turn.
Okay, thanks for the lift, guys.
Not so fast.
The police.
We apprehended your son operating a solar vehicle in a restricted area. Moving violation 904, section 15, paragraph...
6?
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Jim!
As you are aware, ma'am, this constitutes a violation of his probation.
Yes, yes. No, I understand. But could we just...
Pardon me. Officers, if I might interject here, I am the noted astrophysicist Dr. Delbert Doppler. Perhaps you've heard of me. No? I have a clipping.
Are you the boy's father?
Oh,
what? No.
Good heavens, no.
You. He's just an old friend of the family.
Back off, sir.
Thank you, Delbert. I will take it from here.
Well, Sarah, if you insist, don't ever let me do that again.
Due to repeated violations of Statute 15C, we have impounded his vehicle. Any more slip-ups will result in a one-way ticket to juvenile hall. Kitty Hushka, the slammo.
Thank you, officers. It won't happen again.
We see his type all the time, ma'am. Wrong choices, said Enders. Losers.
Jim bridles.
You take care now.
Let's motor.
The police leave. Sarah looks at her wide-eyed clientele who self-consciously go back to their meals. She turns to Jim.
Jim, I have had it. Do you want to go to juvenile hall? Is that it?
Jim starts clearing up.
Jim, look at me. It's been hard enough keeping this place afloat by myself without you
going... Mom, it's no big deal. There was nobody around. Those cops just won't get off my...
She glares at him and he looks down sheepishly.
Forget it.
Mrs. Hawkins, my jewels!
Yes, I'll be right there, Mrs. Dunwoody. Jim, I just don't want to see you throw away your entire future.
Jim takes the crockery into the kitchen.
Yeah, what future?
A little later, Jim is sitting on top of the Benbow Inn, morosely throwing pebbles off the roof. When he's thrown the last one, he leans back against the chimney stack and overhears his mother and Delbert talking inside.
I really don't know how you manage it, Sarah. Trying to run a business while raising a fellow like Jim.
Managing it. I'm at the end of my rope. Ever since his father left, well, Jim's just never recovered. And you know how smart he is. He built his first solar server when he was 8. And yet he's failing at school. He is constantly in trouble. And when I talk to him, he's like a stranger to me. I don't know, Delbert.
Jim listens sadly to their conversation. Suddenly, he hears the sound of an approaching spacecraft. He looks and sees a small vessel crash into the Benbow Inn's mooring point. He runs to the crashed craft.
Hey, mister, you okay in there, right?
A clawed hand presses the door open and a reptilian creature spills out.
He's a-coming. Can you hear him? Those gears and gyros clicking and whirling like the devil himself.
hit your head there pretty hard, didn't you?
He's after me chest. That fiendish cyborg and his band of cutthroats. But they'll have to pry it from old Billy Bones' cold, dead fingers afore I...
Billy collapses.
Come on, give me your arm. That's it.
Good.
Mom's gonna love this.
Jim helps Billy Bones up the path to the Benbow. They take his chest with them. Inside, Sarah closes some electric sunny scene curtains.
Thanks for listening, Delbert.
Sarah sits down.
It helps.
Delbert puts a sympathetic hand on her shoulder.
It's going to be okay. You'll see.
I keep dreaming one day I'll open that door, and there he'll be just the way he was. A smiling, happy little boy holding a new pet and begging me to let him keep it.
Delbert opens the door to Jim and Billy.
James Pleiades Hawkins!
Mom, he's hurt. Bad.
Billy collapses onto the floor.
Me chest, lad.
Jim pushes Billy's chest over to him. He keys in a combination to open it.
He'll be coming soon. Can't let him find this.
Who's coming?
The cyborg. Beware the cyborg.
Billy's life ebbs away. He leaves Jim holding a round package wrapped in string and brown paper about the size of a cricket ball. A space schooner descends from the sky outside the Benbow, its spotlight casting a pool of light. The pirates on board disembark. Jim opens the electric curtains a little and sees them coming. He turns to Sarah and Delbert.
Quick, we gotta go!
They run up the stairs.
I believe I'm with Jim on this one!
The pirates fire laser bolts through the door, knocking the stove over and setting the furniture on fire. They burst into the inn. Upstairs, Delbert opens a window and calls to the creature that pulls his carriage.
Stay! Don't move!
Where is it? Find it!
Don't worry, Sarah. I'm an expert in the laws of physical science. On the count of three. One,
three!
They all fall into the carriage.
Go, Delilah! Go!
Delilah, a strange beast of burden, gallops off at speed. Sarah looks out of the carriage at the burning remains of the Benbow as it recedes into the distance. She sinks into her seat with her head in her hands. Jim takes the spherical package Billy Bones gave him and unwraps it. It contains a glowing metal orb. That night, they're all at Delbert's observatory.
I just spoke with the constabulary. Those blackguard pirates have fled without a trace. I'm sorry, Sarah. I'm afraid the old Benbow Inn has burned to the ground.
Jim puts a shawl around Sarah's shoulders, then he picks up the sphere and plays with it.
Well, certainly a lot of trouble over that odd little sphere. Those markings baffle me. Unlike anything I've ever encountered. Even with my vast experience and superior intellect, it would take me years to unlock its... Hey!
The sphere shoots out a beam of light, which expands to form a map of space.
It's a map! Wait, 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 wait! This is us, the planet Montressor.
He touches it and the map moves.
That's the Magellanic Cloud. Woo! The Coral Galaxy. That's the Cygnus Cross. And that's the Carrion Abyss. Wait, what's this? What's this? What? It's...
Treasure Planet.
No.
That's Treasure Planet.
Flint's Trove? The loot of a thousand worlds? You know what this means?
It means that all that treasure is only a boat ride away.
Whoever brings it back would hold an eternal place atop the pantheon of explorers. He'd be able to experience... Woo! What just happened?
Mom, this is it. It's the answer to all our problems.
Jim, there is absolutely no way...
Don't you remember? All those stories?
That's all they were. Stories.
With that treasure, we could rebuild the Benbow 100 times over.
Well, this is... It's just... Oh, my. Delbert, would you please explain how ridiculous this is?
It's totally preposterous, traversing the entire galaxy alone.
Now, at last, we hear some sense.
That's why I'm going with you.
Delbert!
I'll use my savings to finance an expedition. I'll commission a ship, hire a captain and a crew.
You're not serious.
All my life I've been waiting for an opportunity like this, and here it is, screaming! Go, Delbert! Go, Delbert! Go!
Okay, okay! You're both grounded!
Mom, look. I know that I keep messing everything up, and I know that I let you down.
Sarah's eyes widen in surprise.
But this is my chance to make it up to you. I'm gonna set things right.
She shakes her head.
Sarah, if I may. You said yourself, you've tried everything. There are much worse remedies than a few character-building months in space.
Are you saying this because it's the right thing, or because you really want to go?
I really, 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 really want to go. And it's the right thing.
Sarah looks over at Jim, who stares miserably down. She goes over to him.
Jim, I don't want to lose you.
Mom, you won't. I'll make you proud.
Mother and son share a smile.
Well, there we are then. We'll begin preparations at once. Jim, my boy, soon we'll be off to the spaceport.
Delbert points to what looks like the crescent of a moon in the night sky, but on closer inspection turns out to be a glowing crescent-shaped spaceport. The port is teeming with activity. Ships of all sizes ply back and forth between the many docks and jetties. Strange alien bird-like creatures wheel in the skies. On the quaysides, all manner of men and alien beings are hard at work, loading and unloading ships. In amongst the teeming throng, Jim makes his way down a walkway. A snooty alien with two servants barges past him.
Jim! Oh, Jim! Wait for me!
Jim smells the air as Delbert, wearing a comically oversized spacesuit, clomps down the walkway behind him.
Well, Jim, this should be a wonderful opportunity for the two of us to get to know one another. You know what they say, familiarity breeds, contempt. But in our case...
Look, let's just find the ship, okay?
A robot gives Jim directions.
Second berth on your right!
You can't miss it.
Hey, thanks.
It's the suit, isn't it? I should never have listened to that pushy, two-headed saleswoman. This one said it fit, that one said it was my color. I didn't know what to do. I get so flustered. Oh!
Delbert looks up.
Oh! Jim, this is our ship. The RLS Legacy.
An elegant three-masted galleon lies at anchor.
Wow.
An officer shouts orders.
Delbert, cast forward! Heave together now!
Jim steps aboard.
How cool is this? Sorry about that. I didn't mean...
He bumps into a farting alien.
Allow me to handle this.
Delbert makes flatulent noises and snuff. The alien responds.
I'm fluent in flatula, Jim. Took 2 years of it in high school.
Flatula. Cool.
Delbert talks to the officer.
Good morning, Captain. Everything shipshape?
Shipshape it is, sir. But I'm not the captain. The captain's aloft.
An agile, feminine, cat-like alien swings down to the deck on ropes. Delbert and Jim gape as she approaches the officer.
Mr. Arrow, I've checked this miserable ship from stem to stern, and as usual, it's spot on. Can you get nothing wrong?
You flatter me, Captain.
She approaches Delbert.
Ah, Dr. Doppler, I presume.
Yes,
hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Stop that banging.
If I may, Doctor, this works so much better when it's right way up and plugged in. Lovely. There you go.
If you don't mind, I can manage my own plugging.
I'm Captain Amelia. Late of a few run-ins with the Proton Armada. Nasty business, but I won't bore you with my scars. You've met my first officer, Mr. Arrow. Sterling, tough, dependable, honest, brave and true.
Please, Captain.
Oh, shut up, Arrow. You know I don't mean a word of it.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt this lovely banter, but may I introduce to you Jim Hawkins? Jim, you see, is the boy who found the treasure.
Doctor, please.
The alien crew show interest at the mention of treasure.
I'd like a word with you in my stateroom.
Amelia locks the door.
Doctor, to mule and blabber about a treasure map in front of this particular crew demonstrates a level of ineptitude that borders on the imbecilic, and I mean that in a very caring way.
Imbecilic, did you say? Foolishness, I've got...
May I see the map, please?
Delbert holds up a finger and looks at Jim, who shrugs. Delbert gestures it's okay, so Jim throws her the sphere.
Here.
She looks at it.
Fascinating. Mr. Hawkins, in the future you will address me as Captain or Ma'am, is that clear?
She locks the sphere in a cupboard.
Mr. Hawkins?
Yes, Ma'am.
That'll do. Gentlemen, this must be kept under lock and key when not in use. And Doctor, again, with the greatest possible respect, zip your howling screamer.
Captain, I assure you,
Let me make this as monosyllabic as possible. I don't much care for this crew you hired. They're... how did I describe them, Arrow? I said something rather good this morning before coffee.
A ludicrous parcel of driveling galoots, ma'am.
There you go. Poetry.
Now, see here.
Doctor, I'd love to chat. Tea, cake, the whole shebang. But I have a ship to launch and you've got your outfit to buff up. Mr. Arrow, please escort these two neophytes down to the galley straight away. Young Hawkins will be working for our cook, Mr. Silver.
Well, what? The cook?
That woman, that feline. Who does she think is working for whom?
It's my map, and she's got me bussing tables.
I'll not tolerate a cross word about our captain. There's no finer officer in this or any galaxy.
They enter a gloomy galley where a large man is working.
Mr. Silver?
Why, Mr. Arrow, sir. Bringing such fine-looking distinguished gents to grace my humble galley. Had I known, I'd have talked to me, sir.
Silver has a mechanical right arm and peg leg, plus a laser eye.
Cyborg.
May I introduce Dr. Doppler, the financier of our voyage?
Love the outfit, Doc.
Well, thank you. Love the eye. This young lad is Jim Hawkins.
Jimbo!
Silver extends a fistful of knives, then converts it to a hand.
Now don't be too put off by this hunk of hardware.
He uses his mechanical arm to shell some prawn-like creatures and playfully pretends to chop his hand off.
Whoa! These gears have been tough getting used to, but they do come in mighty handy from time to time.
He breaks eggs into the stew pot, quickly flambés the pot with a flamethrower attachment to his arm, and then puts the pot on the stove. He tries some stew, then pours it out.
Here, now, have a taste of me famous Bonza Beast stew.
Mmm, delightfully tangy, yet robust.
Old family recipe.
An eyeball pops up in the stew.
In fact, that was part of the old family. Oh, just kidding, Doc.
Silver eats the eyeball.
I'm nutted if I ain't a kidder. Go on, Jimbo, have a swig.
Jim takes a spoonful. The spoon suddenly eats the food and turns into a cheerful floating pink blob creature.
Marv! You jiggle-headed blob of mischief. So that's where you was hiding.
The creature morph turns into a straw and sucks up the bowl of stew. It nuzzles Jim's cheek.
What? What is that thing?
He's a morph. I rescued the little shapeshifter on Proteus One.
Morph goes to Silver.
Aye, I took a shine to me. We've been together ever since. Right? Not.
We're about to get underway. Would you like to observe the launch, Doctor?
Would I? Does an active galactic nucleus have superluminal jets?
Arrow stiffens.
I'll follow you.
Mr. Hawkins will stay here. In your charge, Mr. Silver.
Begging your pardon, sir, but...
Captain's orders. See to it the new cabin boy's kept busy.
Jim and Silver protest. Resigned, they rub their chins and regard each other.
So, Captain's put you with me, eh?
Whatever.
Silver smiles and shrugs.
Who be a humble cyborg to argue with a captain?
Jim picks up a perp fruit.
You know, these perps, they're kind of like the ones back home on Montressor. You ever been there?
Can't say as I have, Jimbo.
Jim eats the fruit.
Come to think of it, just before I left, I met this old guy who was, he was kind of looking for a cyborg buddy of his.
Is that so?
Yeah. What was that old salamander's name? Oh, yeah. Bones. Billy Bones.
Bones? Bones? Can't bring in any bells. Must have been a different cyborg. There's a slew of cyborgs roaming this port.
Prepare to cast off.
Off with you, lad. And watch the launch. There'll be plenty work awaiting for you afterwards.
Jim heads back up on deck. Silver turns and thoughtfully watches him go.
We best be keeping a sharp eye on this one, eh, Morph? We wouldn't want him straying into things he shouldn't.
Onus, the lookout.
We are all clear, Captain!
Well, my friend, are we ready to raise this creaking top?
My pleasure, Captain. All hands to station!
Jim walks up on deck as the motley alien crew hurry about the ship's deck and rigging.
Loose all solar sails!
The crew unfurl the sails and Jim finds himself in the way of an alien pulling on a rope. The ship begins to move away from the spaceport. The sails are pulled up into their final position. Jim watches as a pulse of solar power is sent down the mast into the engine room, where Meltdown, a horned alien, prepares to pull a lever. As the ship moves off, Jim floats up into the air.
Ooh,
Mr. Snuff, engage artificial gravity!
Mr. Snuff, the farting alien, salutes and pulls a lever, starting the gravity machine. Everyone returns back to the decks.
South by southwest, Mr. Turnbuckle, heading 2100.
Aye, Captain. 2100.
Mr. Turnbuckle turns the ship's wheel.
Full speed, Mr. Arrow, if you please.
Take her away!
In the engine room, Meltdown pushes the lever.
Brace yourself, Doctor.
As the ship accelerates, Delbert is thrown backwards and crashes into a wall, knocking the nuts and bolts out of his spacesuit. As the Legacy powers away from the spaceport, Jim climbs up onto the rigging and looks ahead towards a distant nebula. Flocks of bird-like aliens fly by the ship. A school of huge whale-like creatures pass by the Legacy, travelling beside, above and below it. They paddle along with their giant fins. One suspiciously eyes Jim in the rigging as it goes by. Delbert's enraptured.
Upon my word, an Orcus Galacticus.
He gets his camera out.
Smile!
Doctor, I'd stand clear.
An Orcus Galacticus sprays Delbert with slime from its blowhole.
Ah, it is a grand day for sailing, Captain. And look at you. You're as trim and as bonny as a sloop with new sails and a fresh coat of paint.
You can keep that kind of flim-flammery for your spaceport floozies, Silver.
Spaceport floozies! You cut me to the quick, Captain. I speaks nothing but me heart at all times.
And, by the way, isn't that your cabin boy aimlessly footling about in those shrouds?
Silver sees Jim.
A momentary aberration, Captain. It's soon to be addressed. Jimbo! I got two new friends I'd like you to meet.
Jim looks around.
Say hello to Mr. Mop
and Mrs. Bucket.
Yippee.
Jim's mopping the deck.
Yeah, I got your Mr. Mop.
An alien bumps into him.
Watch it, twerp.
Hans, the alien, is huge with four arms. Jim looks up and sees Meltdown talking to the lookout, Onus, and crewman, Oxy, and Moron. They spot him watching them and eye him suspiciously.
What are you looking at, weirdo?
Asks Oxy.
Yeah, weirdo.
Oxy is a head with tentacles and Moron a body with no head.
Cabin boys should learn to mind their own business.
Why, you got something to hide, Bright Eyes?
A spider creature.
Maybe your ears don't work so well.
Yeah. Too bad my nose works just fine.
Why, you impudent little...
Scroop, the spider creature, slams Jim against the mast. The rest of the crew gather round.
Any last words, cabin boy?
A mechanical pincer grabs Scroop.
Mr. Scroop?
Scroop winces in Silver's grip.
You ever see what happens to a fresh pup when you squeeze real hard?
He twists Scroop's arm, who drops Jim.
What's all this, then?
The hefty Mr. Arrow marches down onto the deck.
You know the rules. There'll be no brawling on this ship. Any further offenders will be confined to the brig for the remainder of the voyage.
Am I clear, Mr. Scroop?
Scroop catches the warning scarlet glint in Silver's cyborg eye.
Transparently.
Satisfied, Mr. Arrow walks away. Scroop seethes.
Well done, Mr. Arrow, sir. A tight ship's a happy ship, sir.
Silver salutes.
Jimbo, I gave you a job.
Hey, I was doing it until that bug thing got...
Belay that! Now, I want this deck swabbed spotless. And heaven help you if I come back and it's not done. Morph, keep an eye on this pup. Let me know if there be any more distractions.
Jim watches Silver hobble off. Morph turns into a big pair of eyes watching Jim. Silver goes below deck, where the rest of the crew are gathered.
So, where are you then? Fine.
Silver paces.
Now, if you'll pardon my plain speaking, gentlemen, are you all...
Start reading totally blinking daft!
He brandishes a sword.
After all my finagling, getting us hired as an upstanding crew, you want to blow the whole mutiny before it's time?
The boy was sniffing about.
You just stick to the plan, you bug brain twit. As for the boy, I'll run him so ragged he won't have time to think.
Up above, Jim and Morph are swabbing the deck. Morph changes back from being a little mop and belches out some bubbles. Weary Jim smiles, then looks at the deck.
Well, this has been a fun day, huh? Making new friends. Like that spider psycho.
Morph turns into a mini Scroop.
A little uglier.
Morph pulls a scary face.
Pretty close.
Thank heavens for little miracles. Up here for an hour and the deck still in one piece.
Look, what you did, thanks.
Didn't your pap ever teach you to pick your fights a bit more carefully?
Jim looks hurt, then moodily returns to swabbing the deck.
Your father not the teaching sort?
No. He was more the taking off and never coming back sort.
Oh. Sorry, lad.
Hey, no big deal. I'm doing just fine.
Is that so? Well, since the captain has put you in my charge, like it or not, I'll be pounding a few skills into that thick head of yours to keep you out of trouble.
What?
From now on, I'm not letting you out of my sight.
You can't!
You won't so much as eat, sleep, or scratch your bum without my say-so.
Don't do me any favors!
Oh, you can be sure of that, my lad. You can be sure of that.
The next day, Silver supervises Jim scraping barnacles off the ship's hull.
Put some elbow into it!
The patch he's cleared is just a tiny section of the overall hull. In the galley, Jim and Silver peel vast bucketfuls of potatoes. Jim looks up at a grill in the roof above and remembers himself as a small boy looking fretfully out of a window in the Bembo with his mother. She gives him a hug. On the flybridge, Silver shows Jim how to tie a knot. When Silver looks up from his demonstration, he discovers Jim has climbed off the flybridge using a rope which he has knotted as Silver has shown him. Silver smiles. Jim scrubs the deck. Silver gives him a bucket and tells him to scrub more. Jim remembers making a model boat as a boy and trying to show it to his father, who completely ignores him. Young Jim is crestfallen. On the Legacy, Jim listens and smiles as Silver tells the crew an exciting story. In the galley, Silver gives Jim an enormous pile of crockery to wash up. Resentfully, Jim gets on with it. Later, Silver returns and finds Jim asleep, but he is impressed by the now gleaming clean piles of crockery. He gently covers the sleeping Jim over with his coat. In a hangar in the hull of the Legacy, Silver and Jim prepare to launch a longboat. As the longboat is lowered out of the hangar, Silver jumps in and waves Jim farewell. Jim's face falls as the longboat sails away. In the Benbow Inn, young Jim wakes up and sees his father walking to a ship moored outside. He rushes down the stairs and sees his mother sobbing at a table. Still in his pajamas, Jim runs outside and sees his father walking down the jetty towards the ship. Jim runs down the path after him, but is just too late. His father walks up the gangplank, and the ship pulls away. Silver pulls the longboat round to the hangar doors and beckons to Jim. Jim joins him, and Silver explains the controls. From his solar surfing experience, Jim knows what to do, and they set off at speed. They sail the longboat into the tail of a comet, and Jim pulls some flash surfing manoeuvres, spinning the boat around and weaving it through the comet's icy tail. When they come out of the comet, Silver grins and shakes the snow from his hat. At nightfall, they return to the Legacy and dock the longboat back in the hangar. They winch the longboat into the hangar on pulleys.
Oh, are you having a little trouble there?
Oh, get away from me. Oh, Jimbo. If I could maneuver a skiff like that when I was your age, they'd be bowing in the streets when I walked by today.
Bowing in the streets?
He sits down.
I don't know. They weren't exactly singing my praises when I left home.
The longboat secure Jim sits down too. Silver mops his brow.
But I'm going to change all that.
How you know? How so?
I got some plans. Going to make people see me a little different.
Oh. Sometimes plans go astray.
Not this time.
Silver turns his attention to his hydraulic peg leg and tries to tighten a nut on it. Morph turns himself into a spanner.
Oh. Thank you, Murphy.
Jim looks curiously at the peg leg.
So, how'd that happen, anyway?
Silver regards his false arm.
You give up a few things. Chasing a dream.
He looks wistful.
Was it worth it?
Silver smiles and sits next to Jim.
I'm hoping it is, Jimbo. I most surely am.
An explosion rocks the ship. Silver hurries up on deck.
What the devil?
Good heavens. The star Pellucid. It's gone. Supernova.
Evasive action, Mr. Turnbuckle.
Aye, Captain.
Turnbuckle frantically turns the wheel.
All hands, fasten your lifelines.
The crew tie their lifelines around their waists and then scramble to their stations. Jim and Silver tie their lines. The ship sails just in front of a mighty interstellar explosion. Her sails are holed by meteorites.
Mr. Arrow! Secure those sails!
Secure all sails! Bring them down, men!
The crew climb up into the rigging. Jim and Silver make their way out onto a boom at the front of the ship. Meltdown mans a laser cannon and shoots incoming meteorites.
Yeah, baby! Ba-boom!
Silver's hit by a meteorite and falls. Jim grabs his lifeline.
Silver!
Jim pulls Silver back up onto the boom.
Oh, thanks, lad.
They share a brief smile, then see a gigantic fiery meteorite bearing down on the ship. Meltdown fires three laser rounds at the meteorite, but the laser balls bounce off it. As the meteorite comes ever closer, Meltdown abandons the cannon and runs for it. Just as it seems the ship must be crushed, the meteorite falls away below it, pulled by an unseen force.
It's devolving into a black hole!
We're being pulled in!
Oh, no, you don't!
Turnbuckle is wrenched away from the helm and the captain takes his place. A wave of fire rocks the ship as it's pulled towards the black hole.
Blast these waves! They're supposedly erratic!
No, Captain! They're not erratic at all! There'll be one more in precisely 47.2 seconds, followed by the biggest Megilla of them all!
Of course! Brilliant, Doctor! We'll ride that last Megilla out of here!
All sails secured, Captain!
Good man! Now, release them immediately!
Aye, Captain! You heard her, men! Unfurl those sails!
What? But we just finished!
Tie them down!
Wake up, you blooming minds!
Arrow and the crew climb back into the rigging.
Mr. Hoggins, make sure all lifelines are secured, good and tight!
Aye, Captain!
Up on the topsail yard, Arrow and Scroop unfurl the sail. Down on the deck, Jim ties off the lifelines.
Lifeline secured, Captain! Very good!
The Legacy begins to fall into the black hole. An energy wave rocks the ship and Arrow falls from the topsail yard, but his lifeline holds him. Scroop appears from behind the topsail and uses his pincer to cut Arrow's lifeline. Arrow falls into the black hole. The ship continues its descent into the black hole. Morph turns himself into a rope and ties himself to another rope. Silver holds Jim to the mainmast and they brace themselves for the wave. A mighty wave erupts out of the darkness, filling the Legacy's sails almost to bursting with energy. She powers out of the black hole on the crest of the flaming wave. Delbert is thrown across the deck by the force of the acceleration. The Legacy sails on to the safety of deep space. Silver relaxes his grip on the mast and he and Jim watch the crew celebrate. Morph unties himself from the rope and collapses in a heap.
Captain! Oh my goodness! That was the most...
Oh, tish tosh. Actually, Doctor, your astronomical advice was most helpful.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I have a lot of help to offer anatomically. Astronomically.
Well, I must congratulate you, Mr. Silver. It seems your cabin boy did a bang-up job with those lifelines. All hands accounted for, Mr. Arrow?
Everyone looks around for Mr. Arrow.
Mr. Arrow?
Scroop approaches.
I'm afraid Mr. Arrow has been lost.
He gives Amelia Arrow's hat.
His lifeline was not secured.
Everyone looks at Jim.
No, I checked them all!
Arrow's lifeline has gone from beside the mast.
I did. I checked them all. They were secure. I swear.
Captain Amelia frowns at Jim. He looks crestfallen. Silver looks over at Scroop, who smiles slyly back at him. Silver gives him a disapproving look.
Mr. Arrow was a... fine spacer. Finer than most of us could ever hope to be. But he knew the risks, as do we all. Resume your posts. We carry on.
Amelia walks back up the steps to the poop deck towards the rear of the ship. Jim runs off. A troubled Silver looks at Morph, who perches on his shoulder. The Legacy sails through the calm of deep space. Jim sits alone in the rigging, lost in melancholy thought. Silver, smoking a pipe, walks over and leans on the side of the ship and looks up at Jim.
It wasn't your fault, you know.
Jim toys with a length of rope.
Why, half the crew would be spinning in that black abyss if not for...
Don't you get it? I screwed up! I mean, for 2 seconds, I thought that maybe I could do something right, but... Forget it.
Distraught, Jim leans against the mast. Silver regards him compassionately, then walks over and puts his hand on his shoulder.
No, you listen to me, James Hawkins. You got the makings of greatness in you, but you gotta take the helm and charge your own course. Stick to it, no matter the squalls. And when the time comes, you get the chance to really test the cut of your sails and show what you're made of. Well, I hope I'm there, catching some of the light coming off you that day.
Jim is choked. Silver smiles kindly at him and Jim lays his head on Silver's chest. Silver looks around uncertainly, then comfortingly pats Jim's shoulder.
Lad, that's all right, Jimbo. It's all right.
Silver gives him a hug.
Now, Jim, I best be getting about my watch. And you'd best be getting some shut-eye.
He pushes Jim in the direction of the gangway leading down below decks. Jim turns and smiles at Silver, who waves to him. Then Jim goes down below. Silver looks troubled and he turns to Morph on his shoulder.
Getting in too deep here, Morphy. Next thing you know, they'll be saying I've gone soft.
Morph nuzzles Silver's rough cheek and the old spacer smiles. He walks off on his watch, unaware that up above him, Scroop has been standing on the yardarm listening in to his conversation. At daybreak, Jim and the rest of the crew are sleeping in their hammocks. Snuff is asleep above Jim, and his flatulent noises jolt Jim out of his hammock. Jim pulls on one of his boots. As he reaches for the other, it hops off on its own and hides behind a chest.
Morph,
Jim kneels beside the chest and the boot hops out from behind it and kicks him.
Morph, knock it off. It's too early for this.
Ow! Hey, Morph!
He runs after Morph.
Hey, come back here!
He pursues Morph up the gangway onto the deck and grabs his boot back. Morph turns into a pufferfish and squirts water at him.
That's it, you little squid.
You little squid. You little squid.
Jim swipes at Morph, who turns into lots of little copies of Jim's head darting in and out of a grate above the galley. Pulling his boot on, Jim goes down into the galley to look for Morph. He looks in a barrel full of perp fruit, sees Morph disguised as a fruit, and jumps in after him.
Busted!
Jim hears Silver and the crew come into the galley.
There's only three of them left.
We are wanting to move! We don't move till we got the treasure in hand.
I say we kill them all now.
I say, what's this I say? Disobey my orders again like that stunt you pulled with Mr. Arrow. And so help me, you'll be joining him!
Silver throws Scroop against the barrel.
Strong talk. But I know otherwise.
You got something to say, Scroop?
It's that boy.
Silver's surprised.
Me thinks you have a soft spot for him.
Now, mark me, the lot of you. I care about one thing and one thing only. Flint's throne. You think I'd risk it all for the sake of some nose-wiping little whelp?
What was it now? Oh, you got the makings of greatness in you.
Shut your gap! I cozied up to that kid to keep him off our scent. But I ain't gone soft.
Silver and the crew scramble out of the galley to see the land. In the barrel, Jim is in a state of shock.
There it is! These eyes and quick heels, if you got them!
The faces of the crew light up as they see the treasure planet in the distance, its twin rings encircling it. Silver feels in his pocket.
Where the devil's my glass?
His telescope is still in the galley. Jim climbs out of the perp barrel and brushes against it. He heads for the gangway but runs into Silver.
Jimbo.
Silver advances and Jim backs down into the galley.
Playing games? Are we?
Yeah. Yeah, we're playing games.
Never much good at games.
He pulls a gun.
Always hated to lose.
Me too!
Jim stabs some shears into Silver's peg leg. He runs up to the deck past Silver. Silver crawls onto the deck and with his cyborg eye sees Jim and Morph run into Amelia's stateroom.
Last it all!
Silver hobbles along the deck and blows a whistle. The crew look round.
Change in plan, lads! We move now!
Silver draws his cutlass. The crew cheer and leave their posts.
Striker colours, Mr. Onus!
Me pleasure, Captain!
Onus runs the Legacy's colours down off the masthead. Hans breaks into the ship's armoury and gives out weapons to the mutinous crew. The Jolly Roger is hoisted. In the stateroom, Amelia tosses Delbert a gun.
Pirates on my ship, I'll see they all hang. Doctor, familiar with these?
Oh, I've seen, I've read them. No, I'm not.
Amelia rolls her eyes. Morph looks at the map sphere.
Mr. Hawkins, defend this with your life.
Morph, give me that!
Morph takes the sphere, but Jim grabs it back.
Are you taken all day about it?
Silver blasts the stateroom door open with a cannon. Inside, Amelia, Delbert and Jim have gone. Silver sees a hole in the floor.
Oh! Stop him!
He hurls one of the pirates down the hole after the escapees. Amelia, Delbert, Jim and Morph run into the longboat hangar pursued by Hans and two other pirates. Amelia shuts and locks the hangar door.
To the longboat, quickly!
Jim and Delbert jump into one of the longboats while Amelia opens the hatch to the outside. The pirates begin to cut their way through the hangar door as Amelia joins Jim and Delbert in the longboat. Morph takes the sphere from Jim's pocket.
Morph! No!
Jim chases after Morph. The pirates break through the hangar door.
Show this, you pot-filled foils!
Delbert hits a pipe junction in the roof, which falls, breaking the walkway the pirates are on. They plummet out of the hatch below.
Did you actually aim for that?
You know, actually, I did.
They duck as a couple of laser bolts come their way. They look up and see Silver is closing the hangar hatch.
Oh, blast it!
Amelia looks up.
Doctor, when I say now, shoot out the forward cable. I'll take this one.
Morph! Here! Morph!
Silver sees Jim pursuing Morph on a walkway.
Morph!
Morphy, come here!
Morph! Morph! Bring it here! Morph, come here!
Come here, boy!
Morph, over here!
Come here, guy!
Come here, boy, come on, Morph!
Come on!
Morph! Morph!
Morphy! Morph. Morph.
Not knowing which way to turn, Morph dives into a nearby coil of rope. Silver reaches the coil, but Jim gets there first, grabs the sphere and runs off. Silver aims his gun at him, but can't bring himself to shoot. Amelia and Delbert shoot the cables holding the longboat and it falls out of the hatch. Jim jumps for it and clings to the longboat's side as it falls.
Jim!
Delbert pulls Jim into the boat.
Parameters met! Hydraulics engaged!
Meltdown aims at the boat.
That's it! Uncle Papa!
Hold your fire! We'll lose the mass!
Meltdown fires the cannon.
Captain! Laser ball at 12 o'clock!
The laser ball hits the longboat, breaking off its stern. Amelia clutches her arm in pain. The front of the longboat hurtles down towards the surface of the treasure planet with Amelia, Delbert and Jim on board. Amelia wrestles with the tiller as the boat bounces down through some giant-sized mushroom-like plants. It plows right through the cap of one plant, hits the ground, flips over and skids to a halt. Jim lifts up the boat.
Oh my goodness. That was more fun than I ever want to have again.
That's not one of my gossamer landings.
She collapses.
No. Captain!
Delbert and Jim run to her and help her up.
Oh, don't fuss.
She sways unsteadily.
Slight bruising, that's all. Cup of tea and I'll be right as rain. Mr. Hawkins. The map, if you please.
Jim takes the sphere from his pocket. It floats into the air and turns into Morph.
Morph! Morph, where's the map?
Morph turns into the coil of rope.
Are you serious? It's back on the ship!
He tries to catch Morph.
Stifle that blob and get low.
A longboat is overhead.
We've got company.
The longboat sails by and Amelia looks out from behind the wreck of their own boat.
We need a more defensible position. Mr. Hawkins, scout ahead.
She gives him a gun.
Aye, Captain.
Steady, steady. Now, let's have a look at that.
Delbert tends to Amelia. Jim slides carefully down a large plant root to a lower plateau. Morph floats down after him. They wander along looking at the weird vegetation. A mechanical eye sticks out from a clump of fleshy trumpet-like flowers and watches them go by. Jim climbs over another large root. The owner of the eye scuttles through the dense vegetation, and Jim and Morph hear him. Jim cocks the pistol Amelia gave him and walks cautiously over to the fleshy flowers. A rusted mechanical face pops up.
Oh, this is fantastic! A carbon-based life form come to rescue me at last!
I just want to hug you and squeeze you and hold you close to me.
All right, okay. Just let go of me?
Oh, sorry.
The robot backs away.
I've been marooned for so long. I mean, solitude's fun. Don't get me wrong, for heaven's sakes, after 100 years, you go a little nuts! I'm sorry, my name is,
He clutches his metal head. Morph mimics him with a cuckoo coming out of his head.
Ben!
Of course I'm Ben! The bioelectronic navigator. Oops. And you are?
Jim.
Oh, what a pleasure to meet you, Jimmy.
It's Jim.
Anyway.
Look, I'm kind of in a hurry, okay? I gotta find a place to hide, and there's pirates chasing.
Oh, pirates! Don't get me started on pirates! I don't like them! I remember Captain Flint. This guy had such a temper.
Wait. You knew Captain Flint?
I think he suffered from mood swings, personally. I'm not a therapist, and anyway. But
you let me know when I'm rambling.
But that means, but then you gotta know about the treasure?
Treasure?
Yeah, Flint's trove, you know, loot of 1,000 worlds.
It's all...
Fuzzy.
Wait. I remember. I do. Treasure! Lots of treasure! Buried in its...
Centroid
of the mechanism! And there was this big door opening and closing and opening and closing.
And Captain Flint wanted to make sure nobody could ever get to his treasure, so I helped him.
That is inaccessible!
And
Reboot!
And
Jim slaps him.
And you are?
Wait, what about the treasure?
I want to say Larry.
The centroid of the mechanism, or...
I'm sorry, my memory isn't what it used to be. I lost my mind. I've lost my mind. You haven't found it, have you? My missing piece? My primary memory circuit?
Look, Ben, I really need to find a place to hide, okay? So I'm just gonna be, moving on.
So, I guess, this is goodbye, huh? I'm sorry that I'm so dysfunctional. Go ahead, and I do understand. I do. Bye-bye.
Ben has sunk to his knees. Jim and Morph share a look.
Look, if you're gonna come along, you're gonna have to stop talking.
Huzzah! Oh, this is fantastic! Me and my best buddy out looking for a...
Being quiet. And you have to stop touching me.
Touching and talking. That's my two big no-nos.
Okay. Now, I think that we should head...
Say, listen, before we go out in our big search, would you mind if we made a quick pit stop at my place? Kind of urgent.
Ben, I think you just solved my problem.
Jim follows Delbert, who carries Amelia into Ben's cave-like home.
Pardon the mess, people. You'd think in 100 years I would have dusted a little more often. But you know, when you're batching it, you tend to let things go.
Aww,
isn't that sweet? I find old-fashioned romance so touching, don't you? How about drinks for the happy couple?
No. Thank you, we don't drink, and we're not a couple.
He looks over at Amelia, who smiles fondly at him.
Look at these markings.
They're identical to the ones on the map. I suspect these are the hieroglyphic remnants of an ancient culture.
Mr. Hawkins, stop anyone who tries to approach. Oh.
Yes, now listen to me. Stop giving orders for a few milliseconds and lie still.
Very forceful, Doctor. Go on, say something else.
Hey, look! There's some more of your buddies! Hey, fellas! We're over here, fellas!
The pirates shoot at Ben in the mouth of the cave. Jim returns their fire.
Stop wasting your fire!
Jim reloads his gun.
Hello up there!
Jim sees Silver waving a white flag.
Jim, if it's all right with the captain, I'd like a short word with you. No tricks. Just a little palaver.
Come to bargain for the map, doubtless. Pestilential.
Captain?
That means that he thinks we still have it.
Jim and Morph go out to meet Silver on neutral ground outside the cave.
Morphy! I wondered where you lit off to.
Silver sits down on a rock and ruefully rubs his injured peg leg.
Oh, this poor old leg's downright snarky since that game attack we had in the galley.
Jim's face hardens.
Whatever you heard back there, at least the part concerning you, I didn't mean a word of it. That bloodthirsty lot had thought I'd gone soft. They'd have gutted us both.
Silver beckons to Jim.
Listen to me. If we play our cards right, we can both walk away from this rich as kings.
Yeah?
You get me that map and an even portion of the treasure is yours.
Silver extends his mechanical hand and Jim looks down sadly.
Boy, you are really something. All that talk of greatness, light coming off my sails, what a joke.
See here, Jim.
I mean, at least you taught me one thing, stick to it, right? Well, that's just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make sure that you never see one drabloon of my treasure.
That treasure is owed me, by thunder!
I'll try to find it without my map, by thunder!
Oh, you still don't know how to pick your fights, do you, boy? Now, mark me.
Either I get that map by dawn tomorrow, or so help me, I'll use the ship's cannons to blast you all to Kingdom Come! Morph, hop to it.
Morph doesn't move.
Now!
Quivering, Morph hides behind Jim. In a fury, Silver hobbles away. Jim watches him go for a moment, then turns back to the cave. His anger subsiding, Silver stops and glances sadly back at Jim. That night.
Gentlemen, we must stay together
And what? What? We must stay together and what?
Doctor, you have wonderful eyes.
She's lost her mind!
But you gotta help her!
Dang it, Jim, I'm an astronomer, not a doctor! I mean, I am a doctor, but I'm not that kind of doctor. I have a doctorate. It's not the same thing. You can't help people with a doctorate. You just sit there and you're useless!
It's okay, Doc. It's all right.
Yeah, Doc, Jimmy knows exactly how to get out of this. It's just Jimmy has this knowledge of things.
Jim, any thoughts at all?
He looks up at the sky.
Without the map, we're dead. If we try to leave, we're dead. If we stay here...
We're dead!
Morph's smile fades. Jim leans miserably against the mouth of the cave.
Well, I think that Jimmy could use a little quiet time. So I'll just
slip out the back door.
Back door? Oh yeah, I get this delightful breeze through here. Which I think is important because ventilation among friends...
What is all this stuff?
You mean the miles and miles of machinery that run through the entire course of the inside of this planet? Not a clue!
Hey, Doc, I think I found a way out of here!
No, Jim, wait! The captain ordered us to stay
together. I'll be back!
Cannonball! Woof.
Jim opens a domed hatch in the ground and looks around. Nearby, he sees Silver and his pirates sleeping around a campfire.
So what's the plan?
Ben, quiet!
He silences Ben. Silver stirs in his sleep.
Okay, here it is. We sneak back to the Legacy, disable the laser cannons, and bring back the map.
That's a good plan. I like that plan. The only thing is I'm wondering, how do we get there?
On that.
Jim points to the pirate's longboat moored nearby. Later, the longboat approaches the Legacy, which is at anchor in orbit above the treasure planet. Jim, Ben, and Morph board her.
Sorry.
They cross the deck as stealthily as they can and begin to make their way down the gangway into the ship.
Okay, I'll get the map. You wait here.
Roger, Jimmy. I'll neutralize laser cannons.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Ben arrives at the engine room.
Disable a few laser cannons.
What is the big deal? All we gotta do is find that one little wire.
A cupboard full of them.
Oh, Mama.
It's a veritable wire spaghetti. In the longboat hangar, Jim finds the map sphere still in the coil of rope.
Yes. Bad, Ben. Bad. Keep fixing.
Stupid robot's gonna get us all killed.
Cabin boy.
Scroop stands in the gangway, blocking Jim's escape. Here, Morph flee back inside. As Scroop gains on them, Morph turns himself into a custard pie and throws himself in Scroop's face. Scroop stops and wipes it off his face, then hurls Morph away. Morph falls into an open pipe vent and is sucked away down the pipe. Jim dashes behind a piece of machinery and cocks his pistol, then steps out to confront Scroop, who stops in his tracks. The lights go out.
Whoops! Okay, don't panic. Breathing in. Breathing out.
The lights come back on. Jim finds himself apparently alone below deck. He spins around. There is no sign of Scroop. As he steps backwards, Scroop stealthily lowers himself down from the ceiling behind Jim. Morph suddenly pops out of a pipe, makes a hand and pokes Scroop in the eye. Jim spins round, but Scroop knocks him over and he drops his gun. The two wrestle.
This has gotta be cannons.
He unplugs a lead.
Maybe not.
Gravity fails. Jim and Scroop rise into the air, crash through a grill and float outside. Scroop grabs a rope on the mast and clings to it. He snaps with his pincer at Jim as he floats by. Jim drifts on up the mainmast. He's about to float off into space when he grabs hold of the Jolly Roger. Scroop clambers up the mast towards him. Jim tries to grab his pistol as it floats by but misses it.
Come on.
No! Oh, yes. Do say hello to Mr. Arrow.
Scroop cuts the flag's rope, but Jim climbs onto the mast.
Tell him yourself!
Scrooge lunges at Jim but misses and gets wrapped up in the Jolly Roger. He floats helplessly off into space. In the engine room, Ben reconnects a wire.
Back you go, you naughty plush!
Gravity is restored. Ben crashes to the floor and Jim crashes onto the main top platform on the mast. A sooty Morph climbs out of a pipe.
Morph?
Laser cannons disconnected, Captain Jimmy, sir! Gee, that wasn't so tough.
Jim takes the map sphere out of his pocket and looks at it. Back on the treasure planet, Jim, Ben and Morph arrive in Ben's cave.
Doc, wake up. I got the map.
A mechanical hand.
Fine work, Jimbo. Fine work indeed.
Jim sees the pirates hold a gagged Delbert and Amelia.
Thanks for showing us the way in, boy.
The pirates seize Jim. Morph sprouts teeth and bites Meltdown's tail, but Meltdown whacks Morph, who hides in Jim's pocket. Birdbrain grabs Ben.
What's this, sorry stack of metal?
Not the face!
You're just like me, Jimbo. You hates to lose.
Smiling, Silver brings his face in close to Jim for a second. Then he takes the sphere and fiddles with it, using the multiple attachments on his mechanical hand to try and open it up. Frustrated, Silver looks at Jim, who smiles and shakes his head.
Open it!
Silver hands the sphere back to Jim. Jim looks from the sphere to Silver. Jim's face hardens. Silver's false arm produces a pistol.
I'd get busy.
His false eye begins to redden, and he looks at Delbert and Amelia. She shakes her head and Delbert nods. Seeing Amelia shaking her head, Delbert starts shaking his too. Jim thinks. Silver cocks his gun, so Jim opens the sphere. Greenish light pours out and forms a map of the planet.
Oh, the powers that be, would you look?
A glowing green line is traced through the air out of the cave. Silver runs to the entrance.
Tie him up. And leave him with the others till we...
The line goes back into the sphere.
You want the map? You're taking me, too.
Momentarily, Silver's eye reddens, then he smiles.
We'll take him on.
The pirate's longboat with Silver, the pirates, Jim, Ben, Delbert and Amelia on board speeds across the surface of the planet, following the pulsing green line traced by the sphere. They arrive at an area thickly wooded with giant fungi. Jim, Ben, and all the pirates get out of the boat except Meltdown, who stays guarding Delbert and Amelia.
It's okay, Morph. It's okay.
Ben.
Jimmy, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to see my life pass in front of my eyes. At least, I think it's my life. Was I ever dancing with an android named Lupe?
Ben? Shh. This isn't over yet.
The green line leads into the woods.
We're getting close, lads! I smell treasure awaiting!
Silver hacks through some undergrowth. Beyond the green line stops at a barren cliff edge. The sphere shuts and Jim can't open it.
Where is it?
I see nothing! One great big stinking rank of nothing!
What's going on, Jimbo?
I don't know. I can't get it open.
We should have never followed this boy!
Hey!
I'd suggest you get that gizmo going again, and fast!
Let's rip his gizzard right out! Right now!
Throw him on a cliff!
Jim puts the sphere into a hollow he finds in the ground. Suddenly a pulse of green light goes through the ground, and an illuminated map of the universe rises up on the end of beams of light in front of Jim. More beams of light rush over the plain beyond the edge of the cliff, forming an enormous triangular portal to other worlds. The pirates gape in awe. In the portal is a cloud of stardust.
Oh, have mercy.
They look into the portal.
The Lagoon Nebula?
But that's... Have we crossed the galaxy?
Jim touches the map.
A big door. Opening and closing.
The portal opens and closes, revealing different places in the universe.
Let's see. Kallion Abyss. Montressor Spaceport.
The crescent-shaped port appears in the portal.
So that's how Flint did it. He used his portal to roam the universe, stealing treasure.
But where'd he stash it all? Where's that blasted treasure?
Treasure? Treasure? It's buried in
the... Buried in the centroid of the mechanism. What if the whole planet is the mechanism? And the treasure is buried in the center of this planet?
The pirates think for a moment, then start digging.
A
And how in blue blazes are we supposed to get there?
He prods at the map.
Just open the right door.
The portal opens to the inside of the planet. Jim puts his arm through the portal, then steps through in a yellowish flash of light. Silver comes through after him and unwittingly breaks a laser tripwire. The other pirates follow behind. A little way into the chamber, they all stop and stare in awe at the sight. The pirates all cheer and rush forward.
The loot of a thousand worlds.
Before them is a vast hoard of golden treasure. All around the treasure chamber, huge white laser lights begin to ignite, firing their beams into receptors in the vast hoard of loot. Ben spots Flint's pirate ship amongst the treasure.
This is all seeming very familiar. But I can't remember why.
Silver leaves them.
Ben, come on. We're getting out of here and we're not leaving empty-handed.
Wait, Jimmy.
They go to the pirate ship.
A lifetime of search. At long last, I can touch it.
You know what's strange? I can't tell you how frustrating this is, Jimmy, because there's something that's just, it's nagging at the back of my mind.
They board the pirate ship.
Captain Flint?
In the flesh! Well, sort of, except for skin, organs, or anything that resembles flesh. That's not there.
He's a skeleton.
And yet it's so odd, you know? I mean, I remember there was something horrible Flint didn't want anyone else to know, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, a mind is a terrible thing to lose.
A computer circuit.
Ben, I think I just found your mind. Hold still.
Ah, Jimmy, your hands are very, very cold out there.
Jim fits the circuit into the back of Ben's head.
Hello? You know, Jimmy, I was just thinking.
It's all flooding back! All my memories! Right up until Flint pulled my memory circuit so I could never tell anybody about his booby trap!
Speaking of which...
An enormous explosion rips through the roof of the treasure chamber.
Flint wanted to make sure that nobody could ever steal his treasure, so he rigged his whole planet to blow higher than a Calypsian kite!
One of the giant lasers falls from the roof of the chamber into the treasure. It blasts a huge energy pulse through the loot, sending it flying. The pirates flee in panic.
Run, Jimmy! Run for your life!
You go back and help the captain and Doc. If I'm not there in 5 minutes, leave without me.
I am not leaving my buddy, Jimmy!
Jim scowls.
Unless he looks at me like that. Bye, Jim!
A laser opens a chasm in the floor of the treasure chamber, into which the loot begins to pour. Silver claws at the vanishing booty.
No!
Turnbuckle and another pirate struggle with the treasure chest, only to be swept into the chasm. Silver watches the loot disappear around him, then spots the other pirates fleeing.
Come back here, you blighters!
The pirates flee out of the treasure chamber back through the portal. Silver looks over towards the pirate ship and, using his cyborg eye, is able to zoom in and see Jim at the helm. Silver smiles to himself. Delbert and Amelia are still tied up in the longboat.
All my life I dreamed of an adventure like this. I'm just sorry I couldn't have been more helpful to you.
Oh, don't be daft. You've been very helpful. Truly.
I feel like such a useless weakling.
His hands come free.
With abnormally thin wrists.
To meltdown.
Excuse me, brutish pirate. Yes, you. I have a question. Is it that your body is too massive for your teeny tiny head, or is it that your head is too teeny tiny for your big fat body?
Meltdown grabs him.
I pummel you good!
Yes, I'm sure you will, but before you do, I have one more question. Is this yours?
Delbert grabs Meltdown's pistol and points it at him. In the treasure chamber, Jim fires up the thrusters on the pirate ship.
Yes! Mort, we are so out of here!
Jimbo!
And you're the seventh wonder of the universe! Get back!
Jim brandishes a cutlass at Silver, who's clambered aboard. Silver scowls.
I like you, lad. But I've come too far to let you stand between me and me treasure.
Silver advances on him. Suddenly, the ship is hit by a laser bolt. It rocks to one side, and Jim and Silver fall out of the ship. Silver grabs hold of the side, but Jim plunges into a chasm. As he falls, he gets a hold of an outcrop and clings to it. Still clinging to the ship, Silver gets a foothold on a metal tower. The ship's hit again by the laser.
Oh no, you don't!
Silver heaves the ship alongside the tower out of the way of the laser beam. An agitated morph flies over to him. Silver spots Jim struggling to hang on to the outcrop.
Jimbo!
Silver extends his mechanical arm and reaches out to Jim.
Reach for me now! Reach!
They can't quite touch.
I can't!
The outcrop Jim clings to recedes into the wall. He falls and clings to a lower one. Silver looks from the hoard of treasure on the pirate ship to Jim dangling precariously over the abyss. He wrestles with his conscience.
Oh, blast me for a fool!
He lets go of the pirate ship and runs across the tower. He reaches out and grabs Jim just before he falls. Silver swings him up onto the safety of the tower. They both look up and see the pirate ship get hit by one of the energy beams. It explodes in a hail of gold coins. Silver and Jim rush through the portal back onto the clifftop outside.
Silver, you gave up!
This is a lifelong obsession, Jim. I'll get over it.
The Legacy pulls alongside them.
Hurry, people! We got exactly 2 minutes and 34 seconds to planet destruction!
Are you doing fine, Doctor? Now, ease her over gently!
The pirates are locked in the hold.
They are better off on exploding planets!
Jim and Silver board the Legacy.
Take us out of here, Metal Man!
Aye, Captain!
Ben steers the Legacy across the planet's erupting surface.
Captain, you dropped from the heavens in the nick.
Save your claptrap for the judge, Silver.
A chunk of debris hurtles through the air and takes out the Legacy's topsail. The mast falls and crushes one of the ship's cannons.
Mizzen sail demobilized, Captain. Thrusters at only 30% of capacity.
30%? That means... you'll never clear the planet's explosion in time.
Jim looks back and sees the portal receding into the distance. He looks round and sees the damaged cannon's energy cylinder sparking on the deck.
We gotta turn around.
What?
There's a portal back there. You can get us out of here.
Pardon me, Jim, but didn't that portal open onto a raging inferno?
Yes, but I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna open a different door.
Jim gets a metal sheet.
Captain, really, I just don't see how this could possibly...
Listen to the boy!
1 minute, 29 seconds to planet destruction!
What do you need, Jim?
Just some way to detach this.
All right, stand back now.
Silver produces a welding gun.
There you go.
He welds the cannon's energy cylinder to the metal sheet.
Okay, now, no matter what happens, keep the ship heading straight for that portal.
58 seconds!
They push the contraption onto the side of the boat and Jim climbs up on it. He fires up the energy cylinder and flies off on it like a solar surfer heading for the portal.
Will you hear him? Get this blasted heap turned round!
Doctor, head us back to the portal.
Aye, Captain.
Delbert spins the ship's wheel right and she turns starboard back towards the portal. Jim rides the makeshift solar surfer through the sky, bouncing off bits of debris. Suddenly, the energy cylinder conks out and he has to kickstart it into life again. He rides on through the ever-increasing debris, hurtling towards the portal and the illuminated map of the universe at its entrance. The Legacy clips a huge piece of debris.
Down to the right! To the right!
I know! Will you just let me drive?
Ben checks his instruments.
25 seconds!
The energy cell on Jim's solar surfer dies again. He tries to kickstart it.
Oh, no!
It won't start and he begins to fall into the abyss.
Come on, lad.
Jim plummets.
17 seconds!
Jim flips the solar surfer around so the energy cell rubs against the wall of the chasm, heating it up until it restarts. Jim rides the solar surfer up out of the abyss and hurries after the Legacy, which passes overhead. They both hurtle towards the portal.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2!
Jim reaches the illuminated map and switches the portal to the spaceport. It carries him and the Legacy through just as the treasure planet explodes behind them. Jim flies by Silver and they high-five.
Didn't I say the lad had greatness in him?
The other pirates, tied up in the Legacy's hold, all shout and cheer. Delbert and Amelia embrace and share a smile. Jim lands back on the deck and Morph, Amelia and Delbert go to meet him.
unorthodox, but ludicrously effective. I'd be proud to recommend you to the Interstellar Academy. They could use a man like you.
Just wait until your mother hears about this!
Of course, we may downplay the life-threatening parts.
Jimmy, that was unforgettable! I know you don't like touching, but get ready for a hug, big guy, because I gotta hug ya!
Jim and Ben embrace.
Hey, you hugged me back! Oh, I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
As Ben sobs, Jim turns and sees Silver's gone.
Does anyone have a tissue?
Silver unties a longboat in the hangar.
Morphe, we gotta make tracks.
You never quit, do you?
Jimbo, ha-ha. I was merely checking to make sure our last longboat was safe and secure.
He reties it.
Well,
Jim redoes the knot properly.
That should hold it.
I taught you too well.
Jim looks suspicious.
Now, if you don't mind, we'd just as soon avoid prison little Morphe here. He's a free spirit. Being in a cage, it'd break his heart.
Silver holds his mechanical fingers around Morph like a cage, then strokes him. Jim looks up at the old pirate, who smiles warmly at him. Despite himself, Jim breaks a smile and opens the hangar doors.
Oh.
Jim bends down and unties the longboat.
What say you ship out with us, lad? You and me, Hawkins and Silver, full of ourselves and no ties to anyone.
Jim looks thoughtful for a moment.
You know, when I got on this boat, I would have taken you up on that offer in a second. But I met this old cyborg, and he taught me that I could chart my own course.
Silver smiles affectionately.
That's what I'm gonna do.
And what do you see off that bow of yours?
A future.
Look at you, glowing like a solar fire. You're something special, Jim. You're going to rattle the stars, you are.
Silver holds his arms out. Jim steps forward and they hug. They separate.
Got a bit of grease in this cyborg eye of mine.
Morph's lip trembles and he dissolves in a flood of tears.
Oh, hey, Morph. I'll see you around, okay?
See you around.
Morph gives Jim a kiss, then floats over to Silver and perches on his hand. Silver looks thoughtful and then holds Morph up.
Morphe, I got a job for you. I need you to keep an eye on this here pup.
Silver smiles at Jim. Morph follows his gaze.
Will you do me that as a favor?
Morph salutes and nuzzles against Silver's cheek, then floats over to Jim. Silver gets in the longboat, which begins to lower out of the hangar.
Oh, and one more thing.
He throws a handful of treasure.
That's for your dear mother, to rebuild that inn of hers.
Jim catches the loot. Silver winks and smiles.
Stay out of trouble, you old scalawag.
Why, Jim, old lad, when have I ever done otherwise?
Silver waves farewell and speeds away from the Legacy in the longboat towards a swirling orange nebula. Jim and Morph fondly watch him go. The Legacy is once again moored back at the spaceport. Sarah stands on the bustling quayside and unwittingly gets in the way of a pug-faced alien who bad-temperedly rolls his eyes. Jim taps Sarah on the shoulder. She turns around and they hug. Morph floats up between them and nuzzles Sarah. Later, Morph transforms into a pair of scissors and cuts a red ribbon outside the new and improved Benbow Inn. Delbert takes a photo. That night, Ben comes out of the Benbow's kitchen wearing a chef's hat and clutching several portions of cake. He distributes them amongst the guests, including Delbert and Amelia, who now have four babies. Three little girls like Amelia, and one little Delbert. Everyone jumps as the door to the inn bursts open and the police come in. They usher Jim in, sporting a smart new haircut and white uniform. The officers shake hands with Jim and Morph transforms into a medal and pins himself to Jim's jacket. As the music starts, Jim and Sarah dance up between two lines of alien guests. They're followed by Delbert and Amelia. Morph looks after their children, who are in a cot. One of the little girls pulls baby Delbert's hair and he cries. Morph transforms into a baby's rattle to placate him. As the dance continues, Ben throws off his chef's hat and joins in, striking a disco pose. Laughing, Sarah and Jim clap along. Standing by the window, Jim stops clapping and looks lost in his own thoughts for a moment. He turns and looks out of the window up at the night sky. The clouds up above have formed into the shape of Silver's smiling face. A star twinkles through them in the spot where his cyborg eye would be. ITFC audio description by John Walskill.